Glory. Glory. And while you're at it, make the enemy pay seven times over because he messed with you and you discovered who he is. Oh, glory. Shut the doors that he came in through. Glory. Shut the doors that he came in through. Glory. Okay. This coming Saturday, April the 6th, Operation Fill the House, Neighborhood Blitz. Oh, hallelujah. Meeting place in the MP room at 10:45 for prayer, then go out at 11 a.m. For questions, please see Sister Shawnice Finn. Sister Shawnice, can you come forward for a minute? This is what tonight is. Can you come forward for a minute? Hallelujah. And you got a mic, so I can't share with you. You got one of your own. Praise God. How's it been going with these neighborhood blitz?
Oh, it's been awesome. It has just truly been awesome.
Is your mic on?
Yes.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
And everyone that goes out is just truly excited. We come together. We pray. We lay hands on the map. We lay hands on the door hangers.
Time out. Minister Patton has been sending out to each one of you, the family of TFT. He's been sending out the areas that they've covered as well as a map. And what we are encouraging you to do is to, as often as the Spirit reminds you, but try to do it on a daily basis. If you miss it, you know, just go ahead and get into it the next day. Or if the Lord says, you know, when you're getting ready to hit that, go into that deep sleep, and all of a sudden the Spirit of God said you didn't pray, just go ahead and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, keep him right by your bedside. Lay hands on it and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for covering that region, that area. I thank you that the power of God shall come upon it. I thank you that there shall be deliverance, healing, salvation, restoration. I thank you, Father, that you're going to move and revival is going to break out in Jesus' name. And then just, you know, but get it in there. Get it in there. So if you've been receiving the emails, say amen.
Amen.
And if you haven't been receiving them, say I've been left out. Okay, nobody's saying nothing, so that means everybody's been receiving. And so anyways, Minister Patton's sending out on a weekly basis the areas that they've covered. And we have how many more weeks? Is this the last week, or we got one more after this?
No, we have two more weeks.
Two more weeks.
Yes, we have this Saturday, okay. And then next Saturday, which is...
I'm getting a little better at this. You know, the roving reporter, she's excellent with this kind of stuff, and I'm just, you know, just learning and picking up on stuff. And so anyways, go ahead.
Which the following Saturday...
I'm actually just getting more free with it. That's all it is, really. It's not like, praise God. Go ahead, Sister Shawnice.
This Saturday will be everyone involved, and then the following Saturday is LTJ's...
Yes, Lord!
Thank you.
I'll help you out.
Which is LTJ's Spring Fellowship.
Yeah.
So if we could have as many men to go out, and Minister Patton will be leading that charge, and that will be our last Saturday. No, that's not going to be our last Saturday. That is just our Super Saturday leading up to Super Sunday. However, we still want to go out on the 20th, which is
Glory.
The day before Resurrection Sunday.
Glory.
Amen, because we want this house filled.
Hallelujah.
For resurrection.
Glory.
Amen.
And how we're doing on the door hangers? Do we still have enough quantity?
Well, amen. They're being distributed.
Okay.
Then we're going to take out the new evangelism tracks, and we're going to have the labels placed on those, and we will invite people out as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
I got a thumb up for Minister Patton.
Glory be to God. Awesome. And we thank the team for going out.
Yes.
For the labor of love going out into the neighborhoods. And those of you who've been interceding, we thank you as well. And we encourage others to join in with us just to engage, you know, make mention of it before the Lord. Let God move mightily as the saints of God are out there working the streets in the sense of ministering the gospel to the people and giving them the door hanger, inviting them out to our Resurrection Sunday service. So to God be the glory. Thank you, Sister Shawnice. Anything else you'd like to share about that for the people?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Praise God. How many of you have been enjoying the vision training that's been going on Sunday after service? About 30 minutes. Minister Patton and the team, Sister Shawnice, Brother Tim, Sister Kehanani, she's up. You're on deck. You did? Which one did you do? How many have we done? Oh, we've done three. I'm sorry. Praise God. Competitor. Okay, let me go, bro, come back to my senses. And Sister Kehanani, and did I miss anybody? Okay. I mentioned Brother Tim. And so, you know, you've been appreciating what they've been sharing. And I pray that you're taking it in. Let's take ownership of this. Let's all contribute. Every joint supply, every part does its share to whatever level and degree that God would call you to. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank you for what you do to help build Dad's kingdom in the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you dearly. We love you dearly. You go, Tina. I heard that. Praise God. I'd rather her doing that for Jesus in the camp than doing it out there in the world. Yeah, some basketball player or somebody. Woo! They were doing that last night for who was it? I forget who it was. Anyways, never mind. Okay, so God is moving in our midst. We also have a prayer request. Because, see, we believe in prayer. We believe in the power that is released in prayer. The power resides with God. It's released through our prayers and intercessions when we stand in the gap or pray for someone or obey God and his word and do what he tells us to do. Sometimes we don't even have to say anything, just command, and it happens, if you will. And so we have a prayer request tonight. Brethren, can we get the offering baskets up here? Thank you, Minister Killings and Brother Pete. And we want to give you an opportunity to give unto the Lord. If you don't have anything to give, then just, you know, give thanks and give praise to his holy name. And we agree with you that God will move on your behalf and open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing that you don't have room to contain so you can also participate in this moment of giving. It's a wonderful thing to give unto the Lord of our substance and the first fruits of all of our increase, if you will. And so while we're doing that, we're going to lift up Brother Rudolph McDowell and believe God to move on his behalf. Did anybody else have a prayer request? If you did, or if you do, go ahead and submit it now. We'll go ahead and lift it up before the Master. We thank him for the praise reports and testimonies, but those are a result of prayers that have gone up. Amen. Brother Kwame, were you praying for the job? Were you praying and believing God for a full-time job? We've talked about it as well, about getting a full-time job for your family and all. And so God has manifested that. Praise God. It wasn't in vain, was it? Praise God. You see how good God is? That it just makes you want to serve him more. Amen. I don't know about you. It just makes you want to serve him more. I should say it just makes me want to serve him more. But I don't want it to be all about me. I want everybody to be in on this. The gooder he is, the more you want to serve him. Glory. Yeah. Amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blessed be his glorious name. So as you're getting ready to give with a grateful and cheerful heart. And the Lord's going to bless you in your giving. Yes, he is. Honor the Lord. Who bless his holy name. And then we're going to lift this prayer request up before the Father. And then we're going to go ahead and dismiss afterwards because it's 18 minutes after 8. We're not on a time clock, but we try and get you out of here at a decent hour so your kids can still go home and run you crazy before you all go to sleep. Children are a blessing. They're a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go to sleep. I just ate a bag of Skittles. Skittles never kept me awake. I don't know how to do kids. So, as a matter of fact, very few things. A cup of coffee can't keep me awake if I'm ready to go to sleep. I drink a cup of coffee and go to sleep better than I will without a cup of coffee. I need to get down. And we need to call it a night. Praise God. But I love the Lord. And I love what he's doing in our midst. I get excited and ecstatic for what he does for the people of God in our midst. It's not a fabrication. It's the truth. Yeah. Praise God. Because people need to be convinced that you can serve him with gladness and simplicity of heart, that you can honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruit of all your increase. And he'll give you more than what you've given him. Praise God. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. I'll pray it as we get ready to hold these together. But thank you for the opportunity to give and to sow seed in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Given more than ever given before and having more money than ever before. Hallelujah. 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 Master, as we present these offerings to you, this is from our heart. This is of our substance, the first fruit of our increase, love offerings, seed sowing, gifts of love, just to bless and to give. We thank you for everyone in this tabernacle right now, even those who are watching live on Facebook, Ustream. We thank you for everyone who will hear a testimony, a praise report of what you're doing in this house, in this place, at this time. For you're moving now, not tomorrow, not way in the past, but you're moving now. For you're a right now God, and you give us right now faith. Faith is now. Now faith is. So, Master, we hold the offering up before you. And we also hold up this individual, Brother Rudolph McDowell, before you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over his life. We pray for healing in his physical body, in his eyes, and throughout his body, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, throughout his entire being. Oh, let the power and the glory of God touch him. The power and the glory of God touch him. Healing virtue, touch him. Touch him throughout his body. Make him totally and completely whole. We plead the blood of Jesus over Rudolph McDowell's life. We pray, Father God, that you will restore him, restore the joy of his salvation in you. Grant the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding on him. Open the eyes of his understanding, Master. Give him ears to hear your voice. Give him wisdom from on high. Order his steps, direct his path. Guide him with your eye. We cover him in the blood of the Lamb. We pray for the angel of God, the angel of the Lord, the angel to surround him and protect him and uphold him. Keep him from stumbling or falling. Father, do a thorough and complete work in his life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. Let the new man rise up and live for the glory of God. We speak to his spirit. Hear the word of the Lord and live. Sustain that physical body. Rise up, O spirit man. Live and declare the glory of God. Oh, God, that he walks in total and complete victory over all things. In the name of Jesus, Release your word of healing to his physical body right now. And we all give you thanks and praise. Now, Father, we lift up the offerings, the gifts of love on behalf of your people. Command the blessing on it. Let it multiply, let it increase, and let it overflow and abound. Even so to the saints of God who have given. Again, we thank you for what you did for Brother Kwame. We thank you for what you did for Sister Danielle. We thank you for what you did for Minister Posada. We thank you for what you've been doing of late in the house, the late promotions and raises and jobs and opportunities. We thank you for what you did in times past, and we rejoice in what's in the future. What's in the future, even minutes and moments from now. We thank you for what you are at work doing, for what you are at work preparing, for what you are at work revealing unto your sons and daughters. For the word declares, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men those things that you have prepared for those who love you. But you have revealed them to us by your Spirit. And from that, I say over this congregation, I say over this entire assembly, I say it with confidence, I say it with boldness, I say it with accuracy from on high, something good is about to happen for the people of God, and it already is. If you believe it and you receive it, shout amen, amen. Shout amen, amen. Shout amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. We bless you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless the offerings. Bless your sons and daughters. Prosper them. Bless the works of their hands. Order their steps. Direct their path. Guide them with your eye. The Lord our God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. His name be over you and your household that he may bless you. That you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. And above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. In Jesus' name. Hold on. Jesus. Father, we lift up this individual, Maureen's brother, Bob. We call your name out, Bob. We call out Bob's name. Saints of God, pray in the Holy Ghost. We call out Bob's name. Deliver him from pneumonia. Bring his heart back to 100% functioning, circulating the blood throughout the body, performing its function at full capacity. In the name of Jesus, let not your word return to you void, but accomplish what you please and prosper in the thing which is Bob's life right now, in Jesus' name. For what he has had to undergo, this tracheotomy, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will heal him and make him whole. And from this place, we send forth to Bob the word of the Lord. He sent forth his word to heal and to deliver from destruction. Jesus, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon Jesus, and with Jesus' stripes, we, Bob, is healed. We are healed. Bob is healed. We release the word of healing into his physical body, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Throughout his body, let him be made whole, Father, for the glory of God. And we give you praise in advance even right now, and everybody who agreed shouted amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Amen. Be blessed. This is middle of the week. We have a few more days and we'll be back here again for Sunday. But don't forget to lift up Saturday for those who will be going out. Operation Fill the House. We thank you who have been going. Thank you for who have been praying. But everybody join in and engage. It's a great time. It's a glorious time. It's God's time. Hallelujah. Amen. We love you.